In November, voters will decide whether to renew funding for Washoe County libraries, but a small group of Republicans is working to defeat that measure, and one of their allies is in charge of the library board. KUNR's Bert Johnson has the story.
Back in 1994, Washoe County citizens voted to send 2 cents from every $100 of property taxes straight to the library. The funding's been used to expand hours, hire staff, and build facilities, all without costing taxpayers any extra money. But that arrangement is set to expire next year. Library Director Jeff Scott says if the bill to renew it fails, the library will have to make cuts.
You're looking at reduction of services, reduction of staff. There's no really way around that because it's a pretty tight ship right now.
But that's exactly what activists linked to the Washoe County GOP want. And they also once got fired. They're angry about the library's popular drag story hour events. Earlier this year, they also mounted an unsuccessful effort to censor books featuring LGBTQ authors and themes.
Let her speak. Stop. Thank you.
We are requesting this board sets a precedent by implementing a policy that aligns with these community standards.
And for the last few months, those Republican activists have had someone on the inside, Gianna Jacks, who chairs the Library Board of Trustees.
What we need is leaders.
That's Jacks in December, speaking to the Republican Women of Reno, a political club.
We need leaders from our party to help make the change that we need.
The Library Board oversees operations at the Washoe County Library System. It has the power to hire and fire the director, approve policies, and monitor finances. Trustees are supposed to be nonpartisan. Jacks declined to participate in this story, but in past interviews, she's been coy about her politics. When she was with the Republican Women, however, she identified as one of them.
Right now, the Washoe County Library Director is going to advocate for a new tax to keep his programs funded. He will probably use that tax money to promote even more drag queen story hours if he's left to do so.
During one of her first meetings as a trustee, Jacks put forward a motion asking Scott to resign, but it didn't get any support from the rest of the board. Shortly after that, the previous chair stepped down and Jacks took over. In the months since, only two of the board's regular meetings have happened at their normal time. Peter Bromberg is with Every Library, a nonprofit that supports local library funding. He says that dysfunction is part of a national strategy.
If we can start attacking libraries and librarians as part of this broader attempt to attack public institutions, it softens up the public to make arguments for redirecting public money into private, unaccountable hands.
Almost 2 years ago, far-right groups like Moms for Liberty pivoted from criticizing public schools to targeting libraries. That's the same time Washoe County Republicans first showed up at library board meetings. But trustee Ann Silver believes there's still a chance for mutual understanding.
Do I think if offered and given the opportunity, there would be people who would be willing to participate in constructive dialogue? I do.
She says she was unaware of the close relationship between Jacks and local Republicans.
Gianna is free to express her political beliefs before a political body.
But Silver believes politics shouldn't overshadow what a library is supposed to be, a free public space where everyone can access information. However, she's also joined Jacks in criticizing Library Director Scott. In an email KUNR obtained through a public records request, Silver told Jacks she believed Scott's role should be negotiation, compromise, and problem solving. I don't see him as engaged in any of those activities, she added. Ultimately, Scott says it's not likely the board will fire him. Even if it did, he's not too worried about the library or the campaign to keep its funding.
The staff really support these initiatives. You know, they see the Drag Story Hour and they see programs like that, and they see the community members who really love it, and they're going to continue to do that whether I'm here or not.
Scott believes the community will vote in favor of libraries. Meanwhile, Jacks may not be the chair of the board for much longer. Tomorrow, trustees will elect their leadership for the next year. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.